Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
All right, everybody, welcome. On behalf of Business Radio X, we are here at the Kids Business Expo 2015, the Cobb Galleria Center. We are coming to a close here after a wonderful, successful day of great kid entrepreneurs, a great energy, a great buzz amongst the crowd. Everyone's talking about what a success this was and what a pleasure it is, again, to introduce Dirk Ebener, founder and creator of the Kids Business Expo. Welcome, Dirk.
Thank you so much for having me back here. It's awesome to be back.
So what are some of your thoughts as we wrap up this great afternoon here?
Well, I think the day really kicked off with an awesome presentation by Marcus Lemonis from the CNBC TV show The Profit. By the way, you really need to mark your calendar. The third season is coming in the middle of April. But anyway, he had an awesome message going out there. He really involved the audience. He really had a one-on-one almost to the kids who were there as young entrepreneurs. We had a very energetic panel discussion following that and then the expo. And, you know, I believe that people who came here really understood the vision behind this, that there is a lot of things going on that we can do as business leaders and as leaders in our communities for our kids and for our young entrepreneurs.
That's good, yes.
Today, like Ryan has said, was a complete success. It was awesome. How do you see this expo growing for next year?
I believe that this concept can be taken to other cities. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that there are literally thousands and hundreds of thousands of young entrepreneurs out there who really need to learn and find a platform for their business. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of organizations out there. You know, I really congratulate them that they are reaching out and they're doing all the things they are doing. I believe that Kids Business Expo can be another platform, and we should team up with these organizations. We really should build partnerships and have that so that we can reach out to other cities and move this to other places.
I do agree. And if you could, give a shout out to some of those sponsors and other folks who helped you put this together.
Well, first of all, I want to do a shout out to all the parents who have really invested their time to bring their kids here, who have done a great job to just motivate kids to become entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. That's the first one.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mom and Dad. The second one is to the sponsors we had. IKEA sponsoring our lanyards. We had Fidelity Bank sponsoring our bags. We had several inserts from companies that were here with us. These were the two main sponsors of it, and we encourage everybody to come on board for 2016 here at the Cobb Gallery in February when we will relaunch this event.
Very nice.
And Dirk, if people do want to get involved for next year, how can they contact you?
They can make a phone call. Our phone number is 404-735-5646, and they can definitely send us an email at info@kidsbusinessexpo.com. Our website is going to be updated, and a lot of photos and things like this will go online. So soon we will have a brand new 2016 website, and that website is www.kidsbusinessexpo.com.
That's great. There saw so many networking here today, not only between the adults and the kids and the entrepreneurs and all the businesses, everybody sharing information, sharing stories. But if there was a theme that I could kind of cap off today with, it would be passion and creativity.
Absolutely.
Every single one of them, they were passionate about what they did. They were creative in the way they got the word out. And what a great venue it was to share all that passion and creativity here today. So make sure you do tune in to Business Radio X for more information, as we will be sharing that. Please check out the website, kidsbusinessexpo.com. You can follow on Twitter at kidsbusinessexp. Congratulations to all the success and future success for the young entrepreneurs out here today. Dirk, any last-minute thoughts you may want to share?
I just really, again, want to make sure that everybody understands out there that if you have a child that has a passion, if you have a child that knows that there's an opportunity, please take the time to encourage. Make sure that they understand, they come to you, they have an idea. Make sure that this is an opportunity that they see and can take forward and move forward and do something great.
Absolutely agree. And so stay tuned for more, not only from Business Radio X, but from Kids Business Expo. I'm sure there's great success for everyone involved going in the future. And certainly we wish you much success going forward.
One more thing is that I want to thank then Business Radio X. I believe you guys have done an awesome job. You have spent a lot of time here on the floor. You have interviewed kids. You have seen what this is, but you know, thank you so much that you took the energy and the time and being here. I know that it's highly appreciated. I look forward to working with you.
Our pleasure to join in this great expo, and we look forward to partnering again going forward in the future. So, Max, any final thoughts from you?
I just think today has been inspiring, if that's the word of the day.
I agree.
I think we should give it inspiring, because to see what these kids have to do, and what they go through every day to balance schoolwork and friends and their organizations, it inspires. It shows that, you know, having a dream is fully possible, and that if you work, you can achieve it. So I think this has been a very inspiring event, and I look forward to next year to see even more great organizations and great people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So stay tuned for more. On behalf of Max Cantor, or Mad Max Cantor, I should say, Dirk Ebener from Kids Business Expo, I am Ryan Redhawk. Stay tuned for more. See you later.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.